What to take away from the latest cattle on feed report. You're listening to the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Kyle Bumstead with Allendale joins us to recap the latest cattle on feed report that came out Friday afternoon. Kyle, we see on feed numbers slightly below last year. Placements number, that was an interesting one to keep an eye on. What was your biggest takeaway from the latest cattle on feed report?
Well, that's a good question, Jesse. On feed, the estimate range was 98.5 to 100% with a 99% average estimate, and it came in at 99.8% on feed. So right within the middle of the estimate there, not too concerned about that. But folks, the placement numbers sit down 96.3 to 105%. The average estimate was 99%. Came in at 103.7, which isn't surprising given the fact that we saw a few more feeders moving last month than we've normally seen. Now, the number here this month as of March 1st is going to stop decline in placements. This is the first time in 10 months we've seen actually higher placements, which does happen this time of year. We do see a few higher placements this time of year, so I'm not too worried about that, but it was a little bit more than what the trade was expecting here as far as the estimate goes. So what this is going to affect is it's going to affect the late August, the October, and early November marketing. So those are the months out there you're going to want to keep an eye on here starting out probably early next week. I do look for maybe a little knee-jerk reaction out there in those deferreds, but obviously all eyes are going to be up here on front with marketing. Now, the marketing number came in at 93.2%. They're estimating 92.3% with a range of 91.8 to 92.9. So right in the middle of the range there too. So not really too concerned about that. What we do though need to keep an eye on here is this weekly cattle slaughter. It was lower than expected this week at 508,000 head. It was down 8.9% year over year. And this is the third week in a row with lower than needed slaughter. So just kind of as a reminder, it's also compared with a week last year that saw a quick dip as far as the slaughter numbers. So we also need to keep an eye on the weights. We're running about 94.05 to 94.1% as far as production versus last year. So we do have more production due to those heavier weights. So we are producing the beef. We still got the beef, cranking the beef out, even though there's less headcount. We've been saying this all along. So definitely something here to keep our eyes on here Monday morning as we get started here is those deferred live cattle contracts. And then also what cash is going to be. We saw cash just maybe a dollar higher this week here in most areas, but that remains to be seen as what we're going to be doing here for next week, sir.
And I'm glad you brought that up because you mentioned the kill, but that cash trade steady, maybe, you know, slightly higher. Always interesting when you get into, you know, next week to see the reactions, but also with everything else going on in these markets, of course, you know, that it adds another layer to everything as well. So do we have to be cautious, do you feel like, as we get into next week in the cattle complex?
I think we've got to be a little cautious, and you know, typically about Easter time frame is a decent time to sell live cattle, so it's not surprising to see cash cattle bump up just a little bit. I just don't know how much further they're going to rally here. We have seen box beef doing its thing as far as folks are saying, oh, we've got really great demand, but I want to say that I personally think that what we're seeing there is the packer just kind of shut the flow off coming out of the plant, and that's what's keeping the boxes supported here is because they're just putting less out there for the offering. So when I say that, I look at the load counts. The load counts have been lighter, although the price has been higher, but the load counts have been lower. So that's definitely something I'm keeping an eye on here. I don't know if this has all been demand-driven as far as what the consumers are talking about, because everywhere you talk to folks, folks are saying, wow, this beef is high priced, and I think they're going to be making switches more here to other cuts of meat and other proteins as far as pork and chicken. And we've seen that theory potentially backed up by looking at some of the other markets like soybean meal and things like that. So definitely a lot of things moving together here or in tandem here in order to kind of keep this cattle complex afoot or kind of dissected, if you will.
All right. Kyle, anything else you'd add as we close out the week here with the Cattle on Feed Report and more? Anything else you'd share with folks?
I think we've got to keep an open mind. Option volatility is not very high right now compared to other markets. The outright futures moves are, you know, kind of tearing some people apart day to day if they're getting on the wrong side of it, you know, looking for those momentum type shifts on the day trade type things. So you have to be very careful here as far as the outright futures. But the option market right now with the volatility as calm as it is out there kind of tells me they're not looking for much of a change here, maybe range bound for a little while. And looking for cash to maybe kind of stay stable here and maybe grind sideways to, you know, higher, lower a little bit. There's really not a good clear indication as far as cash goes. So we've got to take it week to week, folks, and just watch that bottom line.
All right. We appreciate it. Kyle Bumstead with Allendale joining us to recap the latest Cattle on Feed report on Friday, March 20th. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. That is a recap of the latest Cattle on Feed report for the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.